And right now it's time to bring in Robert Allenby, the Jupiter resident, the 36th ranked player in the world. And right now he's having a pretty good year. 24th on the PGA Tour money list this year in 2008, $1.28 million. He's got four career PGA Tour victories, 15 more international victories, and he's going to join us right now. Robert, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Oh, no worries, Russ. Good morning, mate.
And you're having a very good year, Robert. Right now, 24th on the PGA Tour money list, $1.28 million. You had that great fourth-place finish at the hometown event, the Honda Classic, a couple of weeks ago. Where's your game at right now, and how's your year going?
You know, I've had the last 2 weeks off. I haven't done a lot. I've got severe tennis elbow in my right elbow, which is not a lot of fun. I've been dealing with that since the row, so I've had it for the last sort of 10 or so weeks. I'll be wearing a strap the next few events. I may have to get it injected. I'm not really sure yet. We'll just see how the treatment goes. But my game itself is pretty good. You know, I came off a fourth at Wachovia the other week, and I just thought, you know, I needed a couple of weeks off to rest. But the thing is now, with the way the tour schedule is with the FedEx Cup, there's so many great events in a row, and it's really hard to take a lot of time off. And for being an Australian, once the tour finishes here, you know, I go down to Australia and play a few events down there as well. So I'm not really getting a lot of time off over the last sort of 17 years. So my body's telling me at the moment to take some time off and rest. And so yeah, I'll play the next three. I'll take another couple off and try and rest it some more. And, you know, but I'm looking forward to the next few events. Obviously, definitely looking forward to next week, Jack's tournament. And also the U.S. Open coming up.
Joined here on the line by Jupiter resident Robert Allenby, the 36th ranked player in the world, four career PGA Tour victories, another 15 career international victories, and he's currently 24th on the 2008 PGA Tour money list. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And Robert, of course, all of us are hoping that the tennis elbow gets better and you don't have to really take drastic medical measures, possibly like an injection or surgery or anything like that, just hoping that it gets better on its own. But I hope it didn't get in the way of your fishing the last couple of weeks. I know you've been on the water. You're a huge fan of the sport of fishing, and that's one of your biggest hobbies and interests outside of the world of golf. And I know you're also, you have a big heart and you give a lot of money to charity. So those kind of two things coalesced the last couple of weeks, most recently in Mike Schmidt's fishing tournament to benefit cystic fibrosis. And you personally gave a very large monetary donation. Give us an idea for what went on last weekend with the Mike Schmidt fishing event.
Yeah, I mean, I went in it last year. I've been trying to go in it for the last few years, but my schedule hasn't allowed that. And, yeah, I mean, Smitty has a tournament every year for cystic fibrosis, and it's a fishing event that they have in, just in the Bahamas. And, you know, it's a cool event. I really just go there, have a good time, and just, you know, we try and raise as much money as possible for the foundation. You know, Smitty's a good guy. He lives in my neighborhood, and well, I live in his neighborhood. He was there first. And, you know, obviously, coming from Australia, I don't really know a lot about baseball. I have seen it a lot over the years that I've been coming over here and playing golf. And I've got to know Mike really well. And, you know, I think he's a cool guy. And I think he does a fantastic job for cystic fibrosis. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I love fishing. And it just happened to be the perfect time of the year for me to take a couple of weeks off and have a week over there fishing with all, you know, 35 boats. And I think in the end we raised $275,000. Luckily enough, when I'm playing one of my clubs up in Orlando, Isleworth, you know, we have the Tavistock Cup.
And, yes, yep.
And because we won this year, the winning team gets to split a fair chunk of change for charity. And which allowed me to donate $25,000 to cystic fibrosis. So that was fantastic. I'm just, you know, I'm obviously just honored that I could do that and help them out in any way I can. And hey, we caught more fish this year than last year, so we're on the improve.
Nice. Jupiter resident Robert Allenby joining me here on the line, the 36th ranked player in the world, four-time PGA Tour victories, another 15 international victories. Russ Evans with you on the Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Robert, you mentioned Isleworth, and you guys really did have a great tournament this year, defeating Lake Nona for, I think, the third time in five ever events. There was that one tie the 1 year, and then Lake Nona won it last year. They were defending champions, but you guys took the crown back this year. And how about your stud rookie, J.B. Holmes, really lifted the team on his shoulders? And he won. I think he won all the individual events. That was a great tournament to watch, of course, the week after, or the Monday and Tuesday following Doral.
I mean, he is a little bit of a freak himself. You know, he hits at 350, 360, and, you know, consistently. And he can pump him out there a little bit further if he needs to as well. I mean, he definitely, as a rookie, he cleaned up there at Isleworth. There was some big money online as well for that singles event the second day, just a small $500,000 cash. So, yeah, he did quite nicely.
How about Mike Schmidt's golfing ability? Obviously, we know he's a Hall of Fame third baseman for the Phillies, one of the best baseball players of all time, one of the, I think, 18 or 19 men ever in the 500 home run club. But he's a pretty good golfer as well. I know he was pretty disappointed that he wasn't able to tee it up in the Honda Classic Pro-Am, but he did get out a couple of weeks ago with the ladies playing down in Aventura for the LPGA in the Turnberry event, the Stanford International Pro-Am. Have you had a chance to get on the course with him? What kind of player is he?
Yeah, I first met Mike, it's gone back quite a few years now, when TaylorMade and Maxfly, they used to have a celebrity golf outing up in Kiwa Island. And Mike was one of my partners one of the years. And I've had Dan Marino and John Elway and that. And I tell you, all these guys, that they can hit it so far. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Smitty, I mean, he just gives it a rip. I mean, he's got a pretty smooth swing, but when he gets his timing there, you can tell that, you know, he's got the baseball style in there. And, I mean, his timing is just incredible. When he gets onto it, he really knocks it out there. I mean, Stan, I got to just get on my toes to get it out there so I can just get it past him. Because if he hits it past me, I'm never going to hear the end of it. So. But you know what? He's a great player, and he's a great guy for our community of Palm Beach. And he does a lot for everyone here, and I think he's done a fantastic job for CF, and a lot of, you know, he doesn't get the rewards that he probably should get, and you know, he does do a lot, and whenever you do something for charity, I think you deserve to be recognised. And he's a bit of a quiet man, and gee, he's such a decent guy, and I think he does a fantastic job for the year.
Jupiter resident Robert Allenby joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, and Robert's having a very good year. 24th so far on the PGA Tour money list through 5 months of the season. He's got the 4 career PGA Tour victories, 15 more international victories, and he's next teeing it up next week in Dublin, Ohio at Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament at Mirfield Village up there in the Midwest. And Robert, you're one of the Strixon guys. Jim Furyk is another of the Strixon guys. This is kind of one of the newer equipment companies on the PGA Tour, and really gaining a lot of traction over the last 4 or 5 years. You play both the clubs and the balls. How happy are you with Strixon as your company of choice?
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, I switched to Strixon about 5 or 6 years ago, and there's been nothing but, you know, happiness there. I won the Triple Crown just a few years ago, in 05 down in Australia, which is the Australian Open, the Australian PGA, and the Australian Masters, all back-to-back. I know Strixon were pretty happy when I did that, but you know what? They're just a great company. You know what happened was that with Strixon is back in the mid late 90s, there was an earthquake in Kobe in Japan, and they used to be Dunlop Maxfly, you know, because it is a Dunlop product. Strixon is, and a Japanese company. When they had the earthquake, it destroyed a lot of the plant. A lot of people were killed, and anyway, they renamed the brand Dunlop. And they came up with Strixon, and it's part of Sumitomo Rubber. It's part of their name. And anyway, so they renamed it, and you know, everyone thinks that Strixon is a new brand. Well, it is a new name, but it's not a new brand, because the brand's been around for a long, long time. You know, all those HT100s, Maxfly HT100s and HT90s, well, that was a Strixon product. You know, they have more patent products out of any other company in the world, and you know, the core testing, well, they invented that. And then the USGA came along and patented it from, or got it from them, and they designed their own core testing machine as well. And, you know, so the name Strixon is new, but the product itself has been around, the technology has been around for a long, long time. And, you know, guys like Furyk and myself, and there's a lot of guys that use Timmy Clark, and there's a lot of guys that use the Strixon product. And if you really look at every Strixon player, they're all doing really well on the money list, and they're all doing well on the FedEx Cup. And they've got so many balls to choose from. Today, a lot of companies don't have a lot of product to choose from, whereas Strixon, they have like 4 or 5 balls that we can actually use. And the balls that we use, you can buy them too. So that's the greatest thing about that company is, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that have a special ball for certain players, and I won't name any, but, you know, there's a lot of companies that will do that. And Strixon is definitely a company that, if we're using it, you can use the same ball. And I think that's a great thing. Same with the clubs, same with everything. You know, end of last year, they just bought Cleveland. So they own Cleveland as well. So, you know, they've got a great set of two great companies. So, you know, I've got, I've got great choices now, and not that I always did have great choices, but if I want to use the Cleveland wedges, which are renowned to be the best in the world, and that's what I do use, I'm in a win-win situation. I'm using a product that I love. You know, and it's done well for me over the last few years since I've been using it.
I'll tell you what, the Cleveland Highbore hybrids, I have two of them. I have a 2-hybrid and a 4-hybrid. The 2-hybrid is the Cleveland Highbore old model, and then the 4-hybrid is the Cleveland Highbore XLS, and they're fabulous. I mean, hybrids have just revolutionized the game of golf, and I love them. In fact, it's sad because I'd rather hit my 4-hybrid, Robert, than my 5-iron. I have more confidence in my 4-hybrid than my 5-iron. That's how good the hybrids are, for especially for guys like me, high handicap players.
Well, Russ, now you're telling me how good you are. Most people that have those sort of clubs are a little bit older than you.
I have no shame, Robert. I got 2 hybrids in my bag. I might add a third. I might take out my 5-iron and put a 5-hybrid in.
I know a lot of women that play that have a lot of those clubs too.
Ouch. Robert Allenby joining us here on the line, of course, the Jupiter resident and the Aussie from down under. There's so many great players from Australia, Robert. Why do you think that is?
You know, golf in Australia is so affordable. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of media and a lot of people over the years. And, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, you know, golf for me was like $5. And today, for me to take my 8-year-old son to go play golf at the same club is like maybe $15. And that was 20 years ago. So it's gone up just a few dollars, but golf is so affordable, and the golf courses that we get to play on the public golf courses where you don't have to be a member, they are fantastic. It's just as good as playing any of these private courses around here. I mean, we're very, very fortunate. We have a lot of golf courses that are really close to town and all our cities that we all live in there. And, you know, the only thing that's really gone up is the product itself. You know, the golf clubs itself have gone up. You know, we still have to pay, you know, $1,000 or whatever for a set of clubs now, but to actually play on a golf course, it's very cheap. And, you know, we've been building a lot of resort courses in Australia, and, you know, they're fantastic. You know, there's a lot of great designers. You know, Greg Norman designs a lot of great golf courses down there, and Peter Thompson, and then myself. I'm actually in the middle of nearly finished my first design down there, the Forest Resort, just out of Melbourne, where I'm from. And, you know, that's one thing that it blew me away when just the whole dynamics of trying to build a golf course from scratch. And, you know, and this is a golf course that everyone will be able to afford to play on. And, for $50, I think it is, and that gets you a golf cart as well. That's pretty cheap. I mean, you know, and it's a resort where it's normally a little bit more expensive anyway. But, I mean, the golf in Australia, it doesn't matter where you go, what city, it is so cheap to go play golf. Where compared to over here, you know, where you got to pay those hundreds of thousands of dollars to be a member somewhere, we don't really have that. I mean, there might be 2 golf courses in the whole country of Australia where you have to pay probably $50,000, but it's a corporate membership as well, and you get like 10 guys to play in it. So, you know, the best golf course in Australia is Royal Melbourne. You know, it's been rated as number one for a long, long time. I think it's top 10 in the world. And, you know, they've got 2 golf courses there. And I think it's like $3,000 Australian, which is probably $2,500 US, to be a member a year there. I mean, that's why golf, you know, we're getting a lot of good golfers out of Australia. For young kids, we have great programs. We have institutes of sport and stuff like that. If you're good enough, you'll get in them. And that's how I started out. And that's where you excel. You get to play against great amateurs, but also on great golf courses.
You guys are turning out world-class players like Adam Scott and Jeff Ogilvie and yourself and Ian Baker Finch before you and Stuart Appleby and Aaron Baddeley. I mean, so many great players from down under. And you, of course, are one of them. 4-time PGA Tour winner Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, all-around great guy. Robert, I get the feeling we could talk for half an hour. You got so many great stories and great anecdotes from not only the golfing world but also, you know, personal life, hanging out with Mike Schmidt up there in Jupiter. I know before we let you go, you do want everyone to know about the Challenge Cancer going on in Australia this December. It's a great event. Challenge.org.au is the website. Challenge.org.au is the website. You've raised over $9 million for cancer over the years, and the 2008 event is coming up this December in Australia for Challenge Cancer. Robert, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you sometime down the road, and good luck next weekend at Jack's Tournament, the Memorial.
Yeah, cheers, buddy. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. There he is, Robert Allenby, the Jupiter resident and 36th ranked player in the world, 24th currently on this year's money list. He's won $1.28 million. Kind enough to join us here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.